Hello.
Hi, this is Latasha. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Claims Division. I was
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
returning a call to Ms. Heather. Hey, Ms. Heather, how are you?
Great, yourself?
I'm doing fine. I was calling to let you know that I can file your claim now.
Okay.
Can I have your social?
Yes, 422-11-3665.
Okay, so I have some security questions. These are just generally random security questions that may apply to you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1660 Meadow Oaks Court, 2225 Great Rock Road, 35 Clogwells Avenue, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities have a current or former association to you? Opelika, Athens, Mobile, Coleman, or none of the above?
Mobile.
What month was Deborah Powell born in? Was it the March, May, July, December, or none of the above? Or I'm not familiar
December.
with this person. Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as an address? Pleasant Valley Road, Minuteman Circle East, Monticello Road, East Village Green Drive, or all of the above?
Okay, you said which I did not use, the second one.
And were you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related in the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
And if not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis? Do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for, or are you attending school or training?
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
1450.
Are you a part of a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
No.
And what's the job title or a job skill that reflects on your job history?
Medical billing.
What was your last employer?
ACS.
You have their telephone number. Are you driving?
I'm parked.
Ma'am?
No, I'm parked. Let me
Okay. If I could look it up if
where
you were driving.
was Arcadia? What is he talking about? I see. I'm trying to think of what these folks are saying there. You know what? Hold on. I gotta have a phone somewhere. You know what? They on Indeed. How about that? See if I can try to find out. They name it feel like Acadia or something like that.
Yeah, I have it on here. I could.
Oh my goodness! Oh yeah, if you have it, go for it. Because my phone broke and I had to get another phone and they said they ported all my stuff over, and I don't even know, and it didn't pop up because normally, you know, my stuff will pop up.
Where are they located?
They actually moved because the building they were renting got tore down like right after they laid everybody off, and so they're out like on USA campus now, but I don't know exactly where. But they're main.
No, like what city?
Because
all the ones that it's showing me is.
If you say, I mean, you would jog my memory. Hold on.
It's showing me for Louisiana.
Yeah, it's that's their main campus. I mean, their main place. It is in Louisiana. They're from Louisiana, and they, like, started a place here.
Okay. Do you remember your first day working for them?
Oh, my gosh. I actually got the job through a temp service. I worked there for officially a year. So if I got laid off, I know I started on Fat Tuesday. So it had to be Tuesday of it had to be February 18th of 2019. If I was there, if I got canned in 2020, so it had to be February of 2019.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
And your reason for no longer working for them?
They shut down. They fired about 100 people.
So they downsized?
Yeah.
And do you want taxes coming out of your benefits?
Yes, please, because I didn't get it last time, and I didn't know I couldn't, like, opt in later on. Well, I knew I could. Well, I thought I could. It was just so hard to get in to talk to somebody. I never got it done.
Okay. I have a temporary pen. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay, hold on. All right, I'm ready.
It's 6581.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. The system just went completely blank.
It's okay.
It's not because it do it all the time. Give me a social one more time.
422-11. 3665.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related but not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Except where any requirements have been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim, eligibilities and requirements for COVID-19 claims are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you'll be asked will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly certifications can result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding your continued eligibility requirements. You have any questions?
Yes. So I start calling this Sunday coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it.
I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Counseling. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.